Blog Talk Radio.
You guys should be able to hear me now. I do apologize, you guys. Having some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. I am live here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm also watching the end of WWE Raw. You guys can always join me on Twitter at Michael Tomsic, at Tomsic Outlaw, on Twitter, Facebook as well, Google, and some other websites. Hopefully I get Chris back here on the line. And I do apologize, you guys. It's just that it's been really super windy out here where I live at in Verdi, and the signal has not been going out well. Chris, can you hear us now?
I can hear you.
All right, so we got Chris back live on the line. Sorry about that, guys. Like I said, a lot of technical difficulties. High winds out here, weather. Chris is kind of a
We got high winds here, too. Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's been a little bit hard for me to get the signal up here. So, anyway, Chris, we're talking about the March Madness tournament, and I want to tell you, a lot of shockers in there. Let's get your opinion first on how the Sweet 16 has ended up and how your picks went.
Well, my picks, which I had for the Final Four, I still got three left with Kansas, Virginia, and Villanova. Of course, Michigan State had that big shocking upset. Every year it seems to happen, and that's why a lot of gamblers call it March Sadness. But I've got three of the four that still can get in. And my future bets, not looking so good. I've only got one team remaining in that, and that is Maryland.
Yeah, I didn't do too well either. I'm looking at – I had two brackets on the Yahoo tournament, fantasy. And right now the only ones I have left right now are Maryland, Villanova, Oregon, Virginia, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and that's it. Everything else is pretty much gone.
Yeah, it's been shocking. And like I said, every year, you know, stuff seems to happen. The first round especially, you just get upsets, and, you know, one bad night will take you out. That's pretty much the way it is. But I've got three remaining that can advance and get into that Final Four, and I'm probably going to be sticking with those. Whenever, and you know, we'll discuss it. I've got the breakdowns here, and I've got my picks to get into the Elite Eight, and I know you probably do too.
All right. Well, let's talk. Why don't you go ahead and start, and I'll follow your lead.
All right. Let's start over in the South Regional Semifinals. We got Maryland playing Kansas, and then we've got Miami, Florida playing Villanova. And those look to be pretty intriguing. I don't really see an upset there. I'm going to go ahead and go with Kansas and Villanova to advance in that as well. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm looking up the odds right now. I wanted to give you the light of odds here tonight on the games. So just give me one second. Like I said, I'm having a little bit of, through the weather out here, a little bit of satellite problems. So
I've got the lines. I've got odds right in front of me too. I went by the book this morning and picked them up from Dave. So I've got the odds to win the basketball championships right in front of me.
All right. So we're talking about Miami and Villanova, correct?
Yeah, Miami plays Villanova, and I don't know if you want the spread on that is 4.5, and then Kansas plays Maryland, and it's currently 6.5 points on the spread. And as far as the odds on those teams to win it, I'm looking here. Kansas is 4-1. And North Carolina is the favorite at 7-2. And in the four games that we just, or the two we just discussed, Maryland is currently 20-1. And Kansas 4-1. Miami, Florida, you can get 25-1 on them. Villanova is 12-1.
That's really weird because I went and bought one of the books this morning. I didn't see those odds. I saw significantly lower odds. They must have came out with some new ones.
They may have overnight. That's what I got. I'm sitting right here at the sport from the MGM, you know, the book from the circus, and I'm looking at them right now, and that's what the current odds were on those papers. Some of them may have moved, but that's what they had on the sheet this morning when I went in and got it.
Yeah, because that's awesome. I really appreciate you doing that, Chris. That's very nice of you to do. Now, I am looking at some of the odds here, and I do one of the sites I use is LasVegasInsider.com if you guys ever want to look up the spread. So I'm looking at Villanova and Miami, and you are right. It did open up at -4. It is 4.5 at most places right now. I do see a couple places where it's still 4. And the total on the game is 141. Some places, a little bit of variance on that, 141, 140.5, not much difference there. So if you're asking me my pick in that, I really kind of want to go for the upset in Villanova.
You mean you like Miami, Florida to upset Villanova?
No, I want Villanova to cover the spread and win the game.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, no, I understand. I
did say that backwards. You were right.
Yeah,
I said it backwards.
No, I've got you on that one. Yeah, I like Villanova to win that, too. I like them to advance and get into that Elite Eight team. There was some talk early before they went this far. A lot of people were thinking they were kind of overrated, but Villanova's a good team, and every year they're a good team. So I think they advance. And what's your make on Kansas and Maryland?
Well, Kansas opened up, I'm looking at here, opened up at -7. Most places right now are -6.5. The total looks like it's 145, but opened up at 147, so it's changed a little bit. What are the odds that you picked up on it?
Yeah, well, the sheet has 145.5, so it does look like there may have been a little bit of sharp action on the under on that total. The other one, Villanova, Miami, the sheet was showing 140.5. I did not check the lines once I got the sheets and maybe should have done that, but looks like there's a little bit of action on the under in the Kansas and Maryland game.
Well, I do know a lot of people have Kansas going all the way, and they do look to have a good team. It's been kind of a weird March Madness up to this point, to Sweet 16, to be honest with you. There's been a lot of dogs and a lot of upsets in this tournament, and I kind of almost want that to continue with that game particularly. I would like, even though I don't have a particular favorite, but again, I'm actually going to go with the dog on that and like to see an upset with Maryland.
I would too. As I got him in the futures at 30-1, but you know, like you said, some of these games can clearly go either way, and upsets are going to probably continue. I'm sure you're going to get a few upsets in that Sweet 16. I just don't think there's any doubt about it.
Well, let's talk about the Duke and Oregon game, because Oregon had a really interesting game against St. Joe's last night. And let me tell you, Oregon was up pretty big at the halftime. And in the second half, St. Joe's came back, almost won that game. Oregon was favored by -7, but didn't cover the spread, barely beat St. Joe's to move forward. So now Duke, Oregon faces Duke. I'm looking at the line. Oregon opened up at 2.5. The total was 155. Most places that has already moved to, matter of fact, all the way across the board, I'm looking at is -3 and 156.5.
It was 2 on the sheet, but when I was in the circus, when I was in the book this evening, I did see 3 on that game. So they have definitely moved that line as well to Oregon -3.
Yeah, one of the books I'm looking at, because Las Vegas Insider, I'll tell you what books I'm looking at. I'm looking at Westgate, MGM, William Hill, Wynn Las Vegas, and Station Casinos. So those are the casinos,
yeah,
I'm looking at as far as sportsbooks go here on Las Vegas Insider. So here's my question for you on Duke and Oregon. And can just never count Duke out, but Oregon had such a rough game with St. Joe's. I'm almost intended and inclined to go with Duke.
Well, they're the defending champions, of course, Duke is. It looked like for a while they might not even make it at all, but it's a team you can never rule out. I think that the, both teams are going to play on, they're going to play Thursday, and Oregon played last night. So you're looking at you may have a little bit of a point, although it, they're going to have a little bit of time to rest up for that. But like I said, with Duke being the national title, I wouldn't rule that out. I do like Oregon in that game for the simple fact that they were the best Pac-12 team in the conference. And although the Pac-12 teams have not performed as some people thought they would, you got to remember when Cal lost, I mean, they had two players that went out. They didn't even get to play. But I think they're the elite of the Pac-12, and I think that they will advance. That's what I'm picking. I'm picking Oregon to advance to get to the Elite Eight.
Well,
but
I did have
wrong. It wouldn't shock me if Duke won the game, but I'm picking Oregon in that game. I think they'll have enough time to recuperate.
In my bracket, I did take Oregon all the way to the championship, too. But I kind of saw, just because of that game, I'm going by what I saw in the St. Joe's game. And with Oregon being such a big lead in the first half and St. Joe's almost coming back and beating them in the second half, Oregon not covering.
Yeah, I was on that last night. I had Oregon myself. I ended up giving 7. The line went up to 7.5. And I figured when I had bet it, it was not going to work out because, of course, a lot of the public, I would imagine, was on Oregon. And they had that lead at halftime. And in the second half, like you said, St. Joe's came back, probably could have won that game. And how much it'll take out of Oregon, we'll have to see. I will tip toward Oregon, though. I'm going to go ahead and go with that. And then, of course, we've also got A&M in Oklahoma. And what's your look on that one?
Well, I'm looking at the line again. Oklahoma opened up as a favorite of 2.5. Most all the way across right now at 2, and 145 was the total right now. The totals look around 146.5. Now, this is kind of an interesting scenario too to me, because let's talk about the Texas A&M game. That was another game that Texas came back from behind, had to go to a double overtime to win. And so they expanded themselves pretty well in that last game. But I'm going to roll with Oklahoma on this one.
I like Oklahoma, too, in that game. I've been watching. They have a darn good team. They got a lot of talent. And they're a team, looking at this year, they're a team that I may even make a future wager on there, because the odds that I'm looking at, well, naturally, they're 6-1, so that has moved quite a bit, too. I kind of like to look for the value and like to get a little bit better odds on that. But I'm going with Oklahoma, too. I think A&M was very fortunate to win the game. And double overtime, that's a tougher game than Oregon had to play. And I will go with Oklahoma as well in that. I agree with you there. I think they'll advance to the Elite Eight.
Well, the next game we need to talk about then will be the Wisconsin-Notre Dame game. And Notre Dame opened up as a -1.5 favorite. Across the board right now is -1. And my satellite just froze for a second there, so hold on. And where'd you go? And the total opened up at 128. Now, this total's moved quite a bit. Depends on where you look at what casino. Can either be 130.5 or 131, depending on where you're at. This is kind of another interesting game, because Wisconsin came back and beat Xavier, almost went to overtime, but I think they got a last-minute shot to win the game, which was really interesting because a lot of people, including myself, had Xavier moving on. And Wisconsin-Notre Dame, I'm not really sure who to really pick At one casino I'm looking, it is a pick'em, actually. So I guess if I'm going to go with something in this game, I'm going to go ahead and go with Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's a tough game. I like Wisconsin because they're a tremendous defensive team. I mean, they can shut you down. And they, of course, last year went a very, very long way. They ended up going to the final after they beat Kentucky. And I look for them to advance. It's a tough game. It's a very tough game. That could almost go either way. But I'm going to go with Wisconsin to advance in that and go to the Elite Eight. I like that team. They got a great defensive team, not so much offensively, but they got a tremendous defensive team and can shut teams down. I'm going to go ahead and give a lean to Wisconsin in that contest. The other I'm looking at is Indiana and North Carolina. And what's your take on that game?
Okay, Indiana and North Carolina. Well, North Carolina opened up as a -6. Right now I'm showing, looking at across the board at 5.5. And the total was 158.5 opening. And I'm looking, depending on what casino you look at, it's anywhere between 159.5 to 160 on the total. And North Carolina has just seemed to have a really strong team. And I do look for them to advance, so I would be picking North Carolina in that game.
I'm going to go with an upset here. I just think there's going to be an upset somewhere. And I am going to go ahead and go with Indiana with an upset in that game. Indiana's got a very good quality team. They always recruit well. I know a lot of people are on North Carolina looking for them to advance, but I'm going to pick the upset, and I'm going to go with Indiana in that game. I just think you're going to have an upset somewhere, probably going to get a couple of them. And I just, for some reason, it's just a gut feeling. I'm definitely going to go look at that. I think they're going to advance. In a wagering aspect, I would grab the points. I just think that that's going to be a tighter game in 6.
Just out of curiosity, what's the odds on Indiana, Chris? The future odds on it?
I saw in the circus, I think I saw 6.5 on the board. And it was 6 on the sheet. The totals I didn't really look at, but it looked to me like it was about 6.5. And so, you know, that they may go to 7. I know the public's probably going to ride North Carolina. But, you know, when you're getting into those sweet 60, and even the 32, you know, points become a premium. And you saw how many upsets there were and how many teams didn't cover that won the game. So I would look at taking, like I said, it's just a gut feeling. I'm picking Indiana as an upset, and I'm going to go with that one as well. And then, of course, we're going to have the Midwest Regional Semifinals. And what's your take on those two teams? And the winner of that will also advance.
Well, the last two games we're talking about, and I'm going to save Gonzaga and Syracuse for last. I'm going to talk about Iowa State and Virginia. Virginia opened up at -5. Currently, depending on what casino you look at, could get 5 or 5.5. Total opened at 140.5, depending on what casino again. Most actually across the board is 141.5 right now. I don't know these two teams very well, but I have Virginia in my bracket going to the Final Four, and I think I'm going to stick with my pick of Virginia advancing past Iowa State.
I agree there. I've got Virginia in the Final Four. I think they got more talent than Iowa State, and I think that they will advance and get into the Elite Eight as well. And I agree with you there. I think that a little more talent than Iowa State. Iowa State's a very, very sound team. But I'm going to go ahead and give the nod to Virginia, and I think they advance to get to the Elite Eight. As I'm like you, I picked them in the Final Four as well. So as far as Gonzaga-Syracuse goes, what's your take on that?
Well, this is kind of interesting. I have to tell you, Chris, I don't have very many people out there and even picked either one of these teams to go this far. I thought Gonzaga was going to be beaten by Seton Hall. I thought I would have never picked Syracuse to even got this far. And, I mean, you guys call in at 619-789-1943 if you want to agree or disagree. But it's kind of an interesting game, and that's why I left it at last. Because I think maybe, just maybe, and I didn't think Gonzaga had a very good team, and I said this in our last show, too, that I didn't think Gonzaga was going to go very far. Now here Gonzaga has a chance to move on, and they opened Gonzaga as a -4.5 favorite. It is currently across the board still 4.5. The total opened at 134.5 and has stayed there, currently all except for at one casino where it's 135. But I don't want to overlook Gonzaga anymore. I guess I'm going to have to take a switch on it, and I'm going to have to maybe go with Gonzaga.
Yeah, I agree there, Michael. I didn't think they'd get as far as they did either. Every year they seem to underachieve, and maybe this is their year. And I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that one. Syracuse might be what you want to call a little bit of a Cinderella story. Like I said on the sheet here, they're currently 30-1 odds. And I may look to make another wager as I like to do that. But I'm going to go ahead and go with Gonzaga as well. I think maybe it is their year, and I think that they will advance and get into that Elite Eight. Unlike you, I didn't think they'd go as far. I certainly didn't think Syracuse would go this far. And I'm going to go ahead and go with Gonzaga as well, and that gets my Elite Eight. I'm going with Kansas, Villanova, Oregon, Oklahoma, Indiana, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Gonzaga, all to advance.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you a little bit there. I want Oregon to advance. I like Oklahoma to advance. Out of the Wisconsin, Notre Dame to advance. Virginia to advance. Gonzaga to advance. And I would like to see the upset in Maryland advance, but I don't know if that's going to happen in Villanova. So those would be my picks as far as advancing down to the Elite Eight. Now, I do want to tell you guys, these games do take place this Thursday and Friday, and then I believe it goes over the weekend to the Final Four, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. I believe the Final Four will go into the weekend, and I believe the national title will be that. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's Monday, unless they go one more week, but I don't think so.
Well, Chris, let me ask you. So we've been following this March Madness, and we're down to the Sweet 16 right now. So let's set up another show for next Monday and talk about the Elite Four and who's going to go all the way.
Well, I tell you, that's going to be interesting. We may see teams in the Final Four that maybe we didn't think would be there. But like I said, the upset I like, I just kind of look at Indiana, and I think they've got the team that can win that game and pull that upset. So I'm going with that as my upset special there. And I guess you kind of like to see which team were you looking at to maybe upset.
Well, even though I think Gonzaga will be advanced, you said Syracuse was 30-1. If I was going to place a bet, I would have to go with that 30-1 on Syracuse.
Yeah. In fact, if I can get that, I don't know what it is at the other books, but according to the sheet here from the MGM, it's 30-1. Maybe it isn't that high now, but it is on that sheet. And we'll see what happens. And always like coming on the show, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, we're offering you to come back next Monday and talk about the Final Four, so you're up for it?
Well, I'll be here.
All right. Well, we'll set that for next week. I really, something to say, I want to apologize for the beginning of the show. Like I said, there's a lot of bad weather out here. I kind of live out towards the mountains, so sometimes it gets really windy.
Yeah, well, I knew there had to be some technical D's because it said to hold on, and then it just didn't seem to be functioning to get in there. But we've had a lot of wind out down here in Reno, too, downtown, and it looks like it's going to be a stormy night, that's for sure.
And I just want to announce, too, just one thing, because we're getting towards the end of the show, that you guys can always upload this podcast. And I really appreciate you, Chris, coming on and co-hosting it with me. It always helps to do that, like someone else's opinion. Also, you guys can call in live. This is a live broadcast, so it is 619-789-1943 for anybody that wants to call in. And Chris, last time you asked me about the last show, and I just wanted to make this announcement. I thought it was pretty cool, actually. So I know it's kind of a weird thing to do, but we had about 20,000 downloads and listeners last show, so that was pretty good.
Yes, it is. That is very good.
So hopefully, even with our technical difficulties, they will have about the same amount. And I just want to, as we kind of build the show, maybe get some more listeners and get you guys to call in. I always love it when people call in because then you just get a kind of a wild show going. It's, again, the call-in number is 619-789-1943. Like I said, this show is live. We are live on the air. Well, not live on the radio. You guys can listen to us on the Internet. But we're also, you can look me up, The Outlaw Michael Tomczyk and Outlaw Sports Entertainment. You can look me up almost anywhere on the Internet and find me, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, I don't know where else, Twitter. So anyway, I want to tell you guys, just remember to become outlaws because you're wanted. Chris, do you have any final thoughts to say?
Well, like I said, I enjoy it very much and looking forward to the next show. And I want to encourage the listeners to definitely try to go ahead and call in next week. And like you said, that number is 1-619-789-1943. And we will be back live. When is it going to be, Michael? Are we going to be live next Monday night again?
Yeah, Monday night's at 8 o'clock. That's
okay.
Pacific Standard Time for you guys out there that listen on the East Coast, too. Or in the Midwest. But,
yeah.
You know, another thing, too, we might try to get some guests on here as well. Anyway, you guys, have a good night. This is the Outlaw saying, see you later.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.